And one of the things is, last night we had the civic engagement, and you have got to be so proud. Let me tell the people this, because this is really encouraging. You had 91, we have what's called service learning classes, 91 courses, 209 course sections of service learning classes. 82 agencies are served by Ivy students, staff, faculty, and students. 85,583 hours of volunteer time. And the value, the dollar value of that time that was contributed by Ivy Tech students, staff, and faculty is $2,930.54. Jenny, that's amazing.
Keith, did you do that on your abacus? How did we come up with these?
They wrote it down for me.
There you go.
Yeah, we handed it to him on a piece of paper, so we knew what he was.
That's the safest and easiest way to do that.
Now, the big mystery, right, Jenny, in addition to the great things that happened with the Civic Engagement Awards last night, is there has been a move to try to get 1,000 hours and people for volunteering for tomorrow. Now, we'll talk about O'Bannon tonight, but tomorrow, the big issue. Have you got anything to announce there?
We are super excited about our full day of service. We have over 600 volunteers have signed up to help us be in our communities and work in the various agencies. And we are going to way surpass our 1,000 hours that we wanted to reach. We're going, as of today, right now, we're at 1,277 hours of community service will be provided throughout the entire day. So that's almost 300 hours more than we anticipated. And people will still sign up today. They'll still sign up tomorrow morning when they come to campus. So we're really excited. And I just wanted to share one quick story. You know, we got to 600 pretty quickly this week because the Bloomington High School South students, a group of them, close to 200, are going to work together on projects at the last 45 minutes of their school day to help us. So they're making things like cards for nursing homes. They're preparing food to be catered for the Habitat build. There's a huge Habitat build this weekend, a women's build in the next 2 weeks, so they're making food for that. They're making bookmarks for elementary school and libraries and things like that, and unbelievable, super excited. But folks, there's a lot. There's some more spots available. Please join us in our, you know, our goal to even surpass that 1,000. We're already there, so let's make it 1,500 hours in our community. So you can sign up, or you can call us, and we'll help you get signed up. So it's exciting.
I do not understand anything about technology, but do I understand that with this hashtag IvyTech 1,000 hours, people in the community will be able to see what people are doing?
Yes, thank you for reminding me about that. Yes, so everybody at their different organizations where they're volunteering will be taking pictures of the volunteering activities, and I'm really excited about that. So last year it was a lot of fun to kind of watch people throughout throughout the different organizations. And so, yes, that's right. So hashtag Ivy Tech 1,000 hours. I think I got that totally wrong. It's actually hashtag 1,000 hours Ivy Tech. So if you can click on that, and if you're on the Twitter, you can watch everybody doing all their different activities. So we're excited about that.
Now, today there's a very nice editorial in the HT about the O'Bannon Institute. And it's kind of, you know, the 14th year, and it's sold out again.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tina Phelps, my assistant, has been managing the whole entire program. I think she's ready for a long, long vacation. We've got over 370 people attending, and we just couldn't be more pleased. John Meacham, you know, a historian, presidential historian, will be on our campus. We're just elated. This is the one of the, you know, outside of commencement and the first day of classes, you know, those are really awesome beginnings and ending of semesters. But this event for us on our campus, we just get so excited. The campus is beautiful. Everybody gets rallied around and has a good time. And we're ready for the dinner tonight.
And you couldn't get another person in there with a shoehorn, could you?
There's no way. I mean, poor Tina. Yeah, she's tried everything. So, you know, we've been sold out for a long time. We've got people calling all day, every day, trying to get in. So no way. Couldn't fit another person in there.
So we have the O'Bannon dinner tonight with a presidential historian and Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
Yes, that's right.
I've talked to some people. They are so anxious, given the presidential things that's going on in the first 100 days, which is Saturday, to hear a
timing
presidential historian. I mean,
yeah,
I can't wait.
I'm sure, you know. So we do question Q&A period too. So I'm sure that people in the audience are prepared and ready to, you know, they want to ask him some pretty good and exciting questions. So can't wait to hear what they have and hear what his answers are. So that should be pretty wild.
By the way, to clear up one thing, the hashtag, according to the release that I have, is hashtag IVTech1000Hours.
There you go.
That's in the release.
I knew somebody had it. Thank
right.
you.
Copy and paste it.
Thank you.
Now, you've got some great new programs, and people can enroll, and it's all the usual stuff, but a couple of new things that are going on at Ivy Tech.
Right. Well, you can still enroll for summer. Summer starts in June, early June, and fall registration is also open, but we have our two, the newest program that will be starting in the fall. We're ready to go with that, and that is our optometric program. And that's so people who make glasses, you know, they take a prescription and they can make glasses. It's a great program. There's a lot of jobs out there available for people with the experience and the technology behind all of that. So that's an awesome new program for our campus. We're the only ones in the state that will be offering that program. And we also have massage therapy, which also started, it started in the spring this semester.
When are the free samples of massage therapy being passed out?
Right after the culinary free.
There you go.
That's right. And, you know, the clinic here on campus, so we do give free massages for, you know, the students have to practice. And so they've been sold out, or, you know, they're free to people, but the reservations have been filled.
I would hope so.
You couldn't get in there either. So
yeah, I've tried.
We have 30 others. What's that?
I've tried. It's sold out. It's free.
Sorry,
sold out.
Keith.
And don't drop
it's
Keith's name. That's
out.
Not going to get
That's
you anywhere
right.
either.
It'd take
That's
two
right.
of them to cover my territory.
The reservations are full.
Yeah. That's the big thing.
But we have
and then,
30 other degree programs and all of our transfer programs. And, you know, so come on out, check us out. We've got a large amount of students coming from all across our service area, including Monroe County Schools, on Friday, next Friday from 12
to 2. Yeah, the Explore Ivy Day?
It's called Explore Ivy Day. So you're going to meet all our program chairs. You're going to see all of our labs. People are being bused into our campus on that afternoon. So really, it's going to be a great way for students to learn all of their different options that they have available on our campus.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's never a time when there's not something going on at Ivy Tech.
That's true. Always happening. Something's going on.
Yeah, you're busy. Got your running shoes on, so we know that's good. Everything. And then this time next week, are we going to be talking about graduation?
Oh, yes.
Does that
oh, my
to next
gosh.
Week?
Yes.
What
2 weeks from Friday, the 12th. Unbelievable.
Gangbusters finish out there on the west side. Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Hey, we always thank you for your time. No matter how busy you are, we thank you for squeezing us in on a Thursday morning.
Well, it's an honor to be on your show.
Oh,
thank
my.
You so much.
Oh, my. Hey, best of luck
Keith
with your...
Keith made me say that.
Well, I gave him $5.
That's right.
Okay, cool. Awesome. We're even.
Have fun with the volunteering. What a great great amount of numbers. We'll get the final numbers on that from you next week, and what a difference that's
Spotty
making.
Spotty rain, so maybe some umbrellas for outside stuff.
Yep. Well, but no rain can bring us down, so we're not
right.
worried. We're prepared. We're not a worry in the world. We need the rain.
And be an indoor volunteer where there's roofs.
There's a lot of those activities available. Mm-hmm.
Hey, great job as always. We appreciate it. We can't wait to hear how it all works out. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.